Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, and I'm excited as always to be here on Biz Radio Asheville, another week here on the show. And I'm so excited to do my first monologue. So as always, I want to thank Matt Matan, who really pushed me to do this monologue. Typically, I have guests on the show. And after a year, I thought it would be awesome to do a monologue, especially in the month of May, which is my birth month. And this year, I will be celebrating 40 years young. So I just thought that this would be the perfect time for the listeners to learn a little bit more about me, but also reflect on the past, I won't say 40 years, but definitely the past 20 years coming into adulthood, becoming a wife, becoming a mother, and just sharing with you guys some of my experiences in the form of a letter to the 18-year-old me. So I'm super excited to have this opportunity to talk about that. And, you know, back in, the year 2000, I don't know if everybody remembers, everyone was worried about everything was going to break in the year 2000, but that was the year that I graduated from high school. And I also graduated from high school on my birthday, which is May 27th. And I just remember being so excited to get out of my parents' house because they were very strict. I love them, but they were very strict. And I was accepted to the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, which was out of state. So that was a little scandalous moving out of South Carolina. And I was just so excited to spread my wings and move to the Queen City, the big city of Charlotte. So I definitely thought that that would be perfect to kind of just go down memory lane. And hopefully you guys enjoyed the ride with me. And take away some key notes that you can apply to your life also, because that's what we're all about on the show. Even if we're not necessarily always talking about the financial side of things, we definitely want you to be able to apply some of this to your life. So I'm going to start with my letter. So dear 18-year-old Veronica, you know, there's so many things that I want to tell you about life. You know, life can be fun, life can be beautiful, life can be exciting, but it also can be hard and a lot of challenges along the way that can break you at times. But I just want you to know that you're strong enough to get through those times. And I just want to go over a few nuggets, jewels, as I always like to say on the show, that I've gathered over the years that I would love to share with the 18-year-old me. Definitely, I would say, do not rush growing up. I just remember I wanted to be 18 and then I wanted to be 21 and I wanted to be 25 and I wanted to hit all of these personal and professional goals. And I would just say to the 18-year-old me, enjoy the ride, you know, take breaks along the way. It doesn't have to be you finishing first and perfection and being the best. Just be the best version of you and enjoy the ride. Because I look back now and I was so serious. I had fun, but I was very serious in my younger years. And I was just climbing the corporate ladder and getting my master's and getting my CPA, all great things. But there are times where I'm a little envious when I see and hear that people are taking a gap year and they're taking a break and they took a mission trip and they still went back to school. But I was just so hung up on, I got to keep moving. I got to keep pushing forward as if the world was going to end the next day. So definitely just take your time. Don't rush growing up. Next, I would definitely say, you are exactly who you are meant to be. You know, I tell people all the time, either you love me or you hate me. And I'm sure that goes for a lot of people, but I'm just a big personality. And for some people, it's like, just shut up and go in a corner already. It's too much. It's too loud. I talk a lot, hence why I have a show here on Biz Radio. But at the end of the day, I like to make people happy. And at times when you're that type of person where you like to give and you want to make others happy, it creeps into that insecurity of, okay, I want to make others happy and not giving enough time to myself. So I definitely feel like you are who you are. Don't change yourself. You know, I have to always remember that I am enough and that if people can't see that, okay, that's fine. But I really don't need to change who the core of me is, you know, that's who makes me me. And if some people don't like that, that's fine. And I think I used to just feel like, well, I can change this person. I can make them love me or like me if I do certain things. And it's like, no, you can't change anybody but yourself. And I definitely have learned that over the years and just make sure that you're just staying true to yourself. The next nugget I would definitely say is don't be afraid to fail, especially during this entrepreneurship journey in the last few years and transitioning from the corporate world. I just feel like, unfortunately, in society, we've labeled failure as if it's a bad thing when really it's a necessity. It's like it's something that has to happen. It's inevitable. You have to have failures to reach success. But growing up, you know, your coaches tell you you need to win. You're taking these standardized tests and you feel like if I don't get this score, I fail. Like everyone in your younger years is grading you on results. And I just feel like it's all about the experience along the way and building that resilience and continuing to push through in light of setbacks, because without failure, we would be less capable of being compassionate and having empathy and just reaching our achievements. So I would definitely tell the 18-year-old me, change your mindset that failure is an opportunity for growth. Not limiting your abilities, not just for you to quit and say, well, I tried this once, it didn't work. Absolutely not. And that leads, you know, right into the next bullet, which is you can do anything that you put your mind to. At 18, if somebody told me I would be a CPA, I'll be like, there's no way. I'm an okay test taker. But statistically, the CPA exam is one of the hardest exams, technically harder than the bar exam for lawyers. And guess what? I passed it. You know, if somebody would have told me at 18 that I would have a baby at all, let alone naturally with no painkillers, no drugs, no epidural, I would say you're a liar. You know, there's no way. If at 18, if somebody told me I would own a business in Asheville, of all places, I would laugh in their face, tell them they're crazy. I remember saying to myself, that's so stupid when people work for themselves. Why would they want to do that? You know, you need to have health benefits and I want to know how much money I'm making every week. And it's just so funny now looking back where I'm like, not only do I know how much money I'm making, I control the money I'm making. I control the people that's in my environment that I'm working with and that I definitely learned over the years. It's so important. It's just protecting my peace, not being in toxic environments. You know, if someone told me at 18 years old, I would be a church youth leader, I would be like, what? I don't even really go to church, don't necessarily like church. But over the years, I've grown my relationship with God and saw how important just being that mentor and that example and just living my life and being an example to those without having to preach at people and throw scriptures at people, that made such an influence. And to this day, there's young people that had sleepovers at my house that are having babies now, and they still remember the kindness and the example that me and my husband Carlos gave. And that just means so much to me. And one of my biggest accomplishments that I thought I never could do was learning how to swim in my late 30s, literally right before COVID. I never, ever, ever, that's one of my biggest fears, is just being in a big body of water, because I never knew how to swim. And I just chalked it up to that, well, it is what it is. I never, you know, grew up swimming. I'm never going to learn how to swim. I'll make sure my son knows how to swim, but it's done for me. And something just inside said, nope, just try it. And after about 3 or 4 months, I was floating in the water. I was learning how to swim. I'm not as probably as good of a swimmer as most, especially Matt Matan on Viz Radio, who's a great outdoorsman, but I could survive if I need to. And I'm just saying all this not to toot my own horn, but just letting you know that sky is the limit. And, you know, the only person that's holding you back is yourself. And I know that sounds super cliche, and everybody's like, you know, when you're younger, reach for the stars. I say reach for the moon, you know, because you can do it if you just believe in yourself. And I think that is something I wish I would have done at a younger age. So I would definitely say anything you put your mind to, you can do. Next would be kind to yourself. You know, I'm not going to lie, this is so hard now, even almost at 40 years old, because it's so easy to point out all the wrong things. And, you know, I weigh too much, or my hair's this, or I need braces, or all these little things you can nitpick. But at the end of the day, there's so many areas that you have been successful. You have achieved goals personally, financially. You're a great daughter, a great mother, all these things that sometimes we take for granted that we show up to every day, because we find these small little things that we just get hung up on. And especially now, I'm so happy in the year 2022 is a lot different from the year 2000, where we're encouraging more kindness, we're encouraging less bullying, we're encouraging that it's okay to speak to somebody, to talk about your feelings and emotions. And there's so much more access on the internet to reach people without having to physically be located in the same state. So I would definitely encourage my 18-year-old self to remember to celebrate yourself. Don't shrink down yourself because of your accomplishments. A lot of times I was doing so much at a young age, I felt like, well, I don't want to talk about that I passed my CPA. I don't want to brag about that I got my master's. I don't want to talk about these accomplishments, but why not? You earned it. You deserve it. And just carve out more time for you and forgive yourself. You know, we all mess up. We all, you know, do things that we regret, but just don't blame yourself. Resolve to do better and just move on. You know, respecting yourself and not allowing others to dictate your values is huge. And for the most part, young Veronica did that, but there was still a lot of insecurities and outside influences. And I would just tell my younger me, just be kind and trust those core values that your parents instilled in you. And the ones that need to be around will be around. And the ones that need to go, they need to go for a reason. And last but not least, I couldn't be the person that I am today if I wouldn't talk about the most important relationship of anything, is a relationship with God. And, you know, at 18 years old, at that point, my parents in high school just started regularly going to church. But I do feel like at that point, I was just too cool for school. You know, like I didn't want to go to church really. I kind of pushed away from it the more my parents went closer to it. But I always had a relationship with God. I always prayed. I was a Christian. I believed that there was a higher power. But over the years, things just continued to present itself that I knew that it's confirmation that God is real. And I get that everybody has their own preference, and I'm not preaching at anybody, but for the 18-year-old me, I just want to remind her that it is important to have that faith, even if you're not attending a church. We've learned during COVID, we weren't allowed to go to church, but you can still worship at home. You can still pray. You can still read your Bible. You can still minister to people in the forms of kindness, you know, providing food, providing clothes, just giving a smile, hugging, just showing that Christ-like example in your everyday walk in life is so important. And I feel like I've been really blessed and rewarded because I've stayed true to that value. So, you know, I can't think of much else. You know, this is the end of my letter. And I just hope that those listening have learned something different about me and that you could take some of these things away to apply to your life, because that's what it's all about, especially on Biz Radio Asheville. We just want to continue to encourage and uplift those in the community and put spotlight on things that a lot of times we don't talk about. Like we said, you know, let's encourage each other. Let's highlight some of the good things that's going on in the midst of all of the craziness that's going on with wars and striking down historical Supreme Court rulings, Wade, Roe versus Wade, and things like that, where at times we're just like, what is happening? What is this world coming to? But all we can do is control what we can control. And there's no point of worrying and stressing about things that's out of our control. And I just want to continue to preach that to my 40-year-old self, because there are days when you do feel just beat down and why am I doing all of this? But at the end of the day, it's been an amazing ride. And I'm so appreciative to have this platform in particular where I can share these experiences and that people can listen to this for years to come and provide a legacy for my family and my son one day to listen to. So that's me in a nutshell, my monologue to the 18-year-old me now that I'm approaching this next phase in my life, which I'm looking very forward to. I feel like I've been stuck in that middle school age in my 30s, which was not fun. Great experiences, but I'm looking forward. I'm skipping high school. I'm going to college. Like, I'm looking forward to 40 being fun and carefree. And I'm just so thankful for everyone that has supported me over the years and continues to encourage me. So with that being said, I just want to again thank you listeners for always tuning in to the show, which you can listen to on Biz Radio Asheville on Wednesdays now at 11 a.m. So please stay connected again to all things Biz Radio on BizRadioAsheville.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.